Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden will wrap up his three-day visit to Ireland with a Friday night speech in Ballina, home of his paternal ancestors on the west coast of Ireland. On Thursday, Biden became the fourth American leader after John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, and Bill Clinton to address a joint sitting of the Irish Parliament.
People of Ireland, it's so good to be back in Ireland. If you forgive the poor attempt at Irish, Tamasha Walia, I'm at home.
Highlighting Ireland's support in defending Ukraine from Russia's aggression, Biden noted how the country stood proudly with the U.S. and partners around the world, providing humanitarian support, welcoming nearly 80,000 Ukrainian refugees following the Russia invasion. A 21-year-old U.S. Air National Guardsman will make his first appearance in federal court in Boston Friday in connection with a brazen leak of hundreds of pages of classified U.S. government and military documents. The FBI said Jack Teixeira, a member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard, was taken into custody on Thursday at a residence in Dighton, Massachusetts. The leaked documents reportedly includes U.S. intelligence about the war in Ukraine and highly sensitive information about how the U.S. spies on allies and adversaries.
In South Korea, the U.S. is alleged to have collected information that suggests top Korean officials were concerned about providing artillery rounds to Ukraine, which is something that is very sensitive, especially since the U.S. has tried to build a coalition of partners to support Ukraine in its war effort. We also know that the U.S. is collecting very heavily on Russian forces and Russian intelligence officers. Now, this was something that we've known for a long time in generalities, but to get the level of specifics that are in this document leak is very rare.
That's Noman Merchant reporting. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Could North Korea now have solid fuel long-range missiles capable of hitting the U.S.? The AP's Lisa Dwyer has the story.
North Korea says it has tested a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM, intended to target the mainland U.S. North Korea's state media says its recent weapons test involved a new long-range missile powered by solid propellants, which it described as the most powerful piece of its growing nuclear arsenal, targeting the United States and U.S. allies in Asia. An ICBM with built-in solid propellants would be easier to move and hide, and could be fired more quickly, reducing the opportunities for opponents to detect and counter the launch. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Sudan's military has warned about potential clashes with the country's powerful paramilitary force, which it said deployed troops in the capital and other cities. The military said on Thursday that the buildup of the rapid support force in Khartoum, Sudan's capital, and elsewhere in the country has come without approval or coordination with the armed forces leadership. Tensions between the army and the paramilitary have escalated in recent months over the issue of how the RSF would be integrated into the military. More rains was in the forecast in South Florida as crews continue to try to mop up and dry out from fierce rain and flooding that closed down a major airport in Fort Lauderdale. We get more from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Motorist Amanda Valentine says her car was lifted by floodwaters on a major Fort Lauderdale thoroughfare at the height of the rainstorm Wednesday.
I thought I was going to drive because I couldn't get my door open. First.
Police say they had to help hundreds of people trapped in vehicles as cars floated away.
Oh my God.
More than 2 feet of rain was recorded around Fort Lauderdale's International Airport. Mark Winter was hoping to fly home to Seattle.
Water was coming up over the wall into the tunnel that you pass through to go to the rental car return. And it looked like a waterfall.
An airport worker told him no flights were going in or out, so he slept on the floor in the terminal. Broward County schools are closed through the weekend. Some of them took on water as well. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And protesters opposing President Emmanuel Macron's unpopular plan to raise the retirement age from 64 to march throughout the cities in Paris and other areas of France in a final show of anger before a crucial decision on whether the measure meets constitutional standards. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.